stretch, in your opinion, what do you think allowed the Spurs to get over the top?
Well, I mean, they had obviously that stretch where Richard hit three or four threes in a row that kind of swung the momentum. But, you know, after that, we still had a shot at it. And we just, you know, we didn't make shots. And we just didn't convert at the rate we needed to win the game. Well, we had a couple of missed coverages. We were trying to go zone a couple of possessions, and a couple of guys, I think, weren't in the zone. And we left him open. He got hot, and, you know, that was a big part of the game. Well, I was shooting the ball plenty in the first half. I just couldn't get him to go. You know, my legs were a little tired tonight, and, you know, I just was trying to compete and trying to fight for it and trying to make some plays for my teammates. And, you know, fought for it, but didn't have a great game. But, you know, I feel really, really good about our team. You know, we're playing hard. We've been in every game, and we just aren't quite clicking yet. So we got a lot of improving to do, which makes me feel optimistic.
You and Hakeem, though, seem to be clicking and finding your spacing on the floor, aren't you?
Getting better. You know, I think, you know, especially Goran, I thought, did a great job getting Hakeem the ball. And, you know, I had a couple moments there with Hakeem where we reconnected, but that's only going to get better too. I still don't feel 100% comfortable, so that's a positive thing. You know, we can improve. So, but we scrapped and we did a lot of good things. And you know, you got to tip your hat when a team has a guy hit some threes like that and change the game.
And considering that, you know, usually it's Ginobili and Parker and Duncan, they struggle. They have about eight runs on the floor where they turn it over. And then it's, oh, by the way, Richard Jefferson. Right. Does that add to the frustration where you basically stop the big three?
No, I mean, that's basketball, you know. I mean, anyone could step up and make plays. We're frustrated that we kind of left him open, let him get hot. But there's a lot of plays in a basketball game that contribute to a win or a loss, so you can't just look at that. That swung it. That was, I think, a glaring situation that hurt. But a lot of different plays. You know, I obviously missed a lot of shots tonight that I'd like to take over and that I normally make, so I got to take a lot of the responsibility tonight, and like I said, I feel really optimistic about the team.
You even missed the skyhook in the first half too. Was that the skyhook?
You know, I've made a few of those in practice lately, so left it on the practice court.
What can you guys take away from the caliber teams that you guys have opened the season up against?
Well, we play good teams, that's for sure. I think we feel like we can beat these teams. We just, you know, haven't, I guess, been playing at a level that we hope to play at some stage during the season. We've been a little bit, you know, searching for who we are and what we are, and that's natural at this time of the season with all the additions we've made. So, like I said, I feel optimistic. I feel like we're getting better. We're showing different situations that we've improved in, and we just got to keep working, and something good's going to happen to us.
The organization put out a release saying a report in the New Times was a hoax. If you're interested in Canadian politics, how did that make it into the paper?
I just heard about it, you know, tonight during the game, so I don't know what to say about that.
Prime Minister, not the consideration? Yeah. Barkley always talked about being governor of Alabama. Right. Is that political aspirations at some point?
I mean, obviously I'll be Prime Minister one day, but I wasn't going to do it until after I finished playing basketball.
Yeah, we
need time. Some new players. We need time together to find a rhythm, and we're just not playing, you know, as well as we will when we feel more comfortable with one another.
Is the onus on you to take 21 shots because of how teams are playing you, or because you guys really haven't found where else the shots are going to come?
A little bit of both. You know, I think tonight I had a lot of opportunities to shoot, and I just didn't make them. You know, I had a bunch go in and out, and a bunch that just little chippies that I normally make, and that's the game. You know, some nights you don't shoot it well, but I'd back myself most nights with the looks I got tonight. So I take responsibility for not, you know, making my shots tonight, but I'll gladly step up and take those next game and bet on myself.
But you've never really wanted to shoot that much. I mean, that's not your.
Well, I just want to be aggressive and make plays, and if they're playing me that way, traditionally they have played me that way at times, and, you know, I've been able to score points against that team, but, you know, tonight I didn't convert, so. You know, you can't expect to win if you don't convert at a higher clip.
How would you say just the morale attitude is? I mean, I know it's tough to let something like that escape, but
I think everyone feels optimistic. I think we were disappointed that we're 1-3, but I think we feel like we're getting better every day, and that, you know, we just keep working. You know, good things are going to happen.
What else? I mean, you weren't the only one missing shots.
Yeah, I mean, we just, like I said, a little bit out of sync. You know, me and Robin are still kind of searching for our rhythm together. It's just not quite there yet, but we fought, we scrapped, we gave ourselves a chance, and, you know, we take a lot of positives from the game. It just wasn't a typical game tonight where we feel like we could exploit or take advantage of situations that normally we wouldn't.
Did that combination, you know, for the last 6 minutes, even though it went quiet at the end there, did that feel...
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of good signs tonight and a lot of different combinations that I thought improved. So, like I said, I feel positive. I just think we're just missing the mark, and it's going to come. And we got to think of this as a long season and realize that, you know, while we may be struggling a little bit now, we're not playing that bad and we're going to get better. We got a lot of room for improvement because we got a lot of good guys.
I mean
we've had a tough schedule, we've been in every game, and we just haven't converted. And, you know, considering all the changes, you know, I don't think there's any reason to hang our heads.